You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hour number three. I don't even know if anything can top hour number two, to be honest with you. But it is hour number three. It is Bart and Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Bart, when it's hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
I love it.
Hour.
Can I?
Ow.
I love when people say how, because you've been fired up and you go all the way through the break with it, and it's like, and they cut Bart off. Yeah. No, we had to go to break.
You had to wrap it up. B-side.
Like, you know, commercials happen.
What's this, the Oscars, man?
You know what I mean? I mean, commercials happen.
Don't cut me off with no mind.
You better wrap it up.
And, you know, like, eventually you've got to get to a commercial, and it's like, they're like, and he cut off Bart. Bart's trying to speak, and they cut him off.
That's because, like, I know I'm
spitting. No, we went to commercial.
They know I'm spitting that hot fire. You know what I'm saying? Straight conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. You are wearing
they
the.
They cut my mic, son. They cut
no,
my
they
mic, B.
Stop.
They
don't
cut my
say
mic,
that.
B. They
That's
cut my
not
mic.
What
they
happened.
Tried to. They tried to. They
Google
tried.
Me.
That is not what happened. Don't put that out there. Nobody Wait, cut you. Like, I don't have to, control of your mic.
That's like, go to early break. Yeah. I was like, Bueller.
That did not happen. Make
Bueller.
That clear.
Bueller.
You really want to get
Bueller.
Bart? You really want to get Bart upset?
Bueller.
Yeah, you can't hear me now. You took Bueller. Out your earpiece. Are you going to just dump some more smoothie on mine so I can't talk? Is that what you're going to do? Then you can really get control? No, don't even. What'd you just do? Did you just? Hey.
You always say it's out of here.
We are off the absolute rails right now.
This is what happens. Stosh goes away for a couple of days, and we're just completely.
He leaves me in
mayhem.
Charge, and this just goes
mayhem.
South.
Come on, you like the cool nanny that comes over and
nanny?
Watches us. Not nanny, you know what I mean.
I'm he's
cool.
A substitute teacher.
I'm cool, Uncle Renee.
Yeah. You Uncle Buck.
Jesus.
So we have figured out though that it is one no higher.
General Ohio.
Or that, what you were saying. We got calls to get to. We will get to the 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776. The thing I want to make clear to everybody is that the Mets and Yankees both won yesterday,
yeah.
Which means they maintain their position as the best teams in baseball. But Bart, the Atlanta Braves just
don't
keep
care what
no,
the Atlanta Braves is
no,
doing.
The money.
Like, meh.
No.
We win it with our
meh.
B squad.
You're just going meh.
We win it with our B squad. We know we go against them
mean?
In the series.
B squad.
We got DeGrom twice. We got Scherzer twice. What up? Them two versus everybody. Well,
right now they're just throwing, you know, like getting
I don't
warm.
Care.
Getting
they're resting
back.
Up. They it's... old as hell. I want Scherzer to chill.
You don't want him to play at all?
No, why? We already know what he can do. We saw what he did at the beginning. Let all the other guys get support
Yankees,
and confidence.
The Yankees are so the Yankees.
Do you see Diaz? Have you seen Diaz?
I'm sorry. Have you seen the white whale? Did you see what Garrett Cole did?
Oh, yeah.
How was that for a bounce back?
So what's the hour? Yeah, bounce back. He
it's
had
right.
to bounce back.
Well, because he had a poor performance.
DeGrom ain't never had to
back.
Bounce back. Surgery ain't
all
never had to bounce back.
All he did was shut down Tampa. That's
okay.
pretty. That's pretty significant.
What did he do to the Twins?
The Rays.
What did he do when he went to Sanchez? He had to go against Sanchez.
What? What are you gonna go?
The Sanchito.
You're gonna go
undefeated? The Kraken.
The Kraken.
The Kraken was cracking.
Yeah, you're gonna get cracked.
You don't like
the
remember
Rays
because the Kraken. He don't like pitching to the Kraken.
That's right.
He said, "You ain't never got to pitch to me, you little white whale. You ain't no Moby Dick."
The Rays are now 10 games back of the Yankees.
They'll catch them.
The Blue Jays are 9 games back. The Yankees are, they've won 5 in a row. They are in, as they say, pole position.
All right. But it's
the
always
Mets.
That, it's always that elephant.
Now,
that
the difference is here are the Mets
Dom Smith
who
getting ready.
Get another win.
He's getting ready.
And the Braves do nothing but win. They've won 13 straight, and they're 5 games back.
Yeah.
5.
5 games ain't never felt like 15 in my life.
No.
Yeah.
No.
5 games, more like 15.
Really? And Atlanta keeps playing teams like the Nationals.
Yes.
Which is helpful.
And eventually, who they got to play? They got to come see us.
Oh.
And we might be at full strength. When they coming to holler at them?
That's what I'm looking up now.
When they come to highlight.
Because the Yankees actually are in the midst of a tough schedule. I mean, this is.
Yeah, this is supposed to be their tough schedule.
This is supposed to be.
They're getting her done.
Yes.
Split with the Angels. You know what I'm saying? They probably went to Disneyland and they was like, you know, having fun. They forgot, like, oh, we got the Angels. You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing nothing.
You go out to the West Coast after this. That's right. Don't you?
We already been out to the West Coast.
Oh, no, no. Marlins.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
At Houston.
Yeah.
Watch the buzzers.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Marlins again.
Yeah, we'll take that.
And then Astros again for two.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. All we gotta do is all we gotta do is split those.
Why? Why what are
we,
you
going we're gonna go 700 in those.
Oh my god. Then you play the Texas Rangers, then Reds.
Thank you.
Then the Marlins again.
Thank you.
Then, mid-July, the Braves.
But then who comes back? I'll let your boy, son, Don Smith, getting ready.
Will you stop with Don
Smith? He out there finding the eye of the tiger, you know what I'm saying? Kung Fu Panda, what up?
But why would you want to split?
I said 70%, son.
No, you said split.
You said split.
Hey, Yankee boy, don't be back there.
You want to
Derek Jeter tattoo on your anus.
Games that you should win easily?
Don't be mad because we... Almost, they playing the 30 Nationals. Games over 500. Don't be mad.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if Judge can keep the
how many home runs
the protein shake.
How many home runs does Pete Alonso have again?
Oh, he just outstays Trout when he went against the Angels. Hit home run.
I mean,
it ain't landed yet.
Aaron Judge.
And you see what Diaz did to the best man in baseball.
Have you seen what Clay Holmes has done to the entire league?
Listen to Renee. He's getting all fired
up. Who's Clay Holmes?
Oh, he's our closer now.
Oh boy.
Oh, now.
He's legit the best reliever in baseball right now.
Better than Diaz.
1,000%.
Yeah, okay.
You are. I don't know what you're smoking
today.
They
ain't playing nobody.
Whatever you
smoking.
They ain't playing
nobody.
Whatever you did before you got in here.
Diaz is back. We was courting that Cano trade, but all we got is Diaz, 102.
What you just said.
102.
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Yeah.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
Let's make a bet right now.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
It's fine. Listen, Mets.
Delete that.
Listen, Mets, that's what I deal with. I deal with the Yankee boys jumping up on me, you know what I'm saying? Don't even worry about it, baby.
But what about this?
We'll be there. Wait. We hope y'all can join us.
I want to throw some.
We will be there. We hope y'all join us.
Steve Cohen, this is a
oh, yeah, we about to spend some money.
New York Post exclude.
Yes. You want to just read the track? I got the John paper right
Heyman.
Here, son.
John Heyman.
See that lefty?
Yes, there it is, the back
page. How
much
it take? I got money.
Cohen tells Post he'll keep spending if necessary to bring home a title.
Take my pocket change, chumps.
Mm-hmm.
So you said bet.
I want Castillo.
What did you want to bet?
Are we doing a bet?
He said I bet, and then he never finished what he was going to say.
What is the bet? What are we doing?
Listen, I bet.
I did a Mets-Yankees bet. No. That's why I got this stupid tattoo on me.
I bet. Yeah, you lost.
I did lose that year.
Betting on who?
I bet on the Yankees.
Okay, then. Round two. Deja vu.
What do you got?
Listen.
What do you got?
I bet you that Pete Alonso ended up with more home runs than Aaron Judge. I said it. Two tiers in a bucket.
Trailing by six, right? Is it six? Okay, is it 24 to 18?
Hold up. When we had the great sir.
Yes.
Pete Alonso on the show.
We did.
What'd he say?
We had him on a couple
times. What'd he say?
What did he say?
He said a lot of things. I'm the best because I'm always available.
Because I'm available to my teams. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge. Congratulations.
I mean, he has been available. So
yeah, congratulations.
Okay.
How many more games we got?
Okay, and your point?
Yeah. That train's never late. Just like we know Hicks going to have golf stomach in 2 weeks.
But why are you bringing up Hicks? Hicks has nothing to do with
this. No impact on what they've been doing.
I'm just saying things that I can count on. Aaron Judge,
golf stomach.
Hicks is going to pull up lame.
What are we doing?
And Stanton's going to hurt his calf in about 3 weeks.
It's death, taxes, and Pete Alonso getting hit by a pitch and missing time.
Oh, wow.
No. Okay, yeah. Wow. Your guy.
It's getting personal.
What your guy would have did? Your guy would have missed a month. Pete Alonso put some Neosporin on his knuckles and came back and took the Angels deep.
All right. Can I just throw this out? Because the Yankee thing and the Met thing, well, we can't deal with that until we get to October if they both get there. More importantly for you is to worry about what's happening in Atlanta.
I ain't worried about
because
Atlanta.
Because what's happening in Atlanta is a team that won a championship.
I see what you're doing.
I know. I have to get this in.
So smooth.
A team that won a championship is now winning 13 straight. And their manager, Brian Snitker, is feeling pretty good about his group.
I know you take this thing one day at a time, but do you ever think about what you guys are doing in terms of putting yourselves among the better winning streaks in franchise history and how special?
No, not really. I just worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. And the next day.
Yeah. Worry about tomorrow and closer. Freddie Freeman. You traitors.
How'd it work? How's it working out for him?
You traitor. You talk about loyalty. Where's the loyalty?
All right. You know what? Let's have intelligent baseball conversation with a Hall of Famer in the sport.
I am incapable.
For both of the franchises that we're talking about, Hall of Famer Tom Glavine will join us here in just a few seconds. But first, I do want to tell you the road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunez go head-to-head. As coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter, stream the series now exclusively on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The aforementioned Tom Glavine joining us right now. And Tom, thanks so much for the time. And
we apologize in advance.
Bart is extremely fired up about his Mets and what they have been doing here. And I'm just warning him that objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. Now, I know you've got, you know, obviously you are in Atlanta and you do TV and radio there in Atlanta with the Braves. So let's just begin with what they are doing right now and the significance of it, obviously, because the Mets have had such a great start, but yet they're right there now, five games back as the defending champs.
Yeah, look, I think that up until this run, you know, you looked at the Braves and they kind of, you know, I want to say similar to what they were most of last year until they got on fire. They just kind of couldn't get out of their own way. You know, they couldn't kind of muster anything of significance in terms of streaks together. And, you know, unlike last year, you looked at the division and you thought, well, the Mets are playing well. Is there going to come a point in time where they have created too much separation for the Braves or anybody else in the division to catch them? Now, you never anticipate the guys behind you reeling off 15 in a row. You know, but that's the situation that they're in. I mean, the Braves, to their credit, got to a soft spot in their schedule. I think a part of their schedule you would look at and on paper say, okay, well, these are teams that they should beat.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've said before, I think when you look at your schedule that way and you look at teams you should beat, you're thinking in terms of we're going to win series, right? And you're always trying to win 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4, just win series. You never think about rattling off 10, 12, 15 games in a row. But that's what the Braves have been able to do. And you know, I think it all starts with their pitching. Their starting pitching has been really, really good. The offense was okay, you know, kind of came and went. But really, nobody was kind of collectively hitting on all cylinders. Now they are. And you know, when you're getting good pitching and everybody up and down your lineup is hitting, that's when you go on these kinds of streaks. And the Braves have certainly found themselves firing in all cylinders.
Are these must wins? Because we know that at some point Scherzer's coming back, DeGrom is coming back, and you know it's going to get a little bit more difficult because the Mets may be able to go on a historic run.
Well, I mean, I think when you look at it, you know, again, you're always assessing all scenarios, right? And you know, the earlier scenario that I spoke of, you know, are the Mets creating too much separation? You know, that was obviously a concern because, yes, you think, all right, well, somewhere down the road, Scherzer's coming back. Somewhere down the road, I know they hope DeGrom is coming back. If the Mets still had that kind of separation and those two guys came back, now there's really cause for concern. Where the Braves have closed the gap, obviously, you know, there's – I'm not going to say there's not concern, but, you know, there's less concern. I mean, let's face it, you're less concerned about chasing somebody down when you're 5 games back than when you're 8, 9, or 10 games back, regardless of who they have coming back. But there's no question for the Mets. I mean, look, if you if you'd have said the Mets are going to be where they are and they're going to have a significant amount of their season without both DeGrom and Scherzer, I don't think anybody would have thought you were serious.
Right.
But they've been able to do that. And I think as the Mets, as a team, you know, they're doing similar things. They're looking down the road and they're thinking to themselves, man, if we can just keep doing what we're doing, whether we're in first place by 5 games or 8 games, you know, just kind of maintain our hold on first place or right there, man, we're going to get Scherzer back soon. And then we're going to get DeGrom back. I mean, that's, you talk about a shot in the arm, no pun intended, you know, to be in a good position without those two guys and then know that they're coming back and eventually they're back. I mean, you know, you get DeGrom for the second half of the year. That's the equivalent of going out and making a great trade at the deadline. So there's obviously a lot of optimism on the horizon for the Mets if they can get both those guys back.
Yeah, that's the part, right, exactly what you just said there. It's like adding a piece to a team that you didn't have all year, and it's like adding that final piece to the puzzle, whatever that you call it. But on the Braves standpoint, all you have to do is be a wild card team, and that's the beauty of the wild card. All right, so we might not win the division because the Mets have got such a big lead, but you get into the playoffs, and then that's a totally different story for a team that has the experience of winning a championship coming off of that from last year. We're talking with the Hall of Famer Tom Glavine right now. So we would talk to your buddy John Smoltz last week about something, and I'd love to get your take on it. You might have heard him say it when talking about Shohei Ohtani and just how unique of a talent that he is in the fact that he's a great home run hitter and also a dominant pitcher. And he believes that there's got to come a time where if he focused on one, which is the pitching side, he thinks he could be the best pitcher in the game, that he's got that much talent, but he's got to focus on it, and hitting regularly doesn't allow him to do it. Do you see it that way too? Do you think that that's something that eventually is going to happen for him?
It's funny because I saw, you know, I didn't hear John say it, but I started reading all these comments about how he was in hot water over what he said, and I read what he said, and I was like, well, what's so controversial about that?
Right.
You know, I don't think there's any doubt that if he focused on one position, he'd be better at it, right? I don't think that should come as a surprise to anybody, right? I always said that about Deion Sanders. You know, people ask me about Deion as a baseball player, and I always said that if Deion spent more time playing baseball or focused more on baseball, he would have been a much better baseball player. I don't really see how you can argue the fact that if somebody spends more time on something, they're going to get better at it, right? Especially a guy of Ohtani's talent. Now, will he, if he focused solely on pitching, would he become, you know, the best pitcher in baseball? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that if he focused on pitching only, he'd be a better pitcher. But again, he's such a special talent. Now, is there going to come a time that he has to do that? You know, maybe he will. As he gets older, I think it's going to get harder and, you know, gets more innings and more years under his belt. I think it gets harder and harder to do both. And then I think at that point in time, you have to decide, okay, well, which one are you better at? But, you know, I look at him and I say to myself, well, if I was able to do that, I'd damn sure want to do it. I'd want to hit and pitch. That was probably the hardest thing for me to do when I signed professionally coming out of high school. I was a good hitter in high school. I was like, man, I don't get to do that anymore. And that was hard to give up. He doesn't have to. So I'm envious of him in that regard. But, you know, I don't think there's a question that if he focused solely on his pitching, he would be a better pitcher and arguably one of, if not the best pitcher in the game. I just don't know when the timing is on that.
It's funny. I'm glad you brought that up, your history, because you were actually a good hitting pitcher, as I don't know of any other way to describe it. I know you won a couple of a Silver Slugger awards, so I know you like to hit. And I always wondered that too. I've been told by a lot of baseball people no, but I thought, does Ohtani kind of change the game in that aspect where there's guys who are coming up who say, I want to keep hitting, and he's doing it. I think I could do it too. Like, we've seen athletes change the game. We're talking about Steph Curry, how he's changed the NBA and the way you play the NBA. Would Ohtani maybe spawn this generation of pitchers who say, I want to keep hitting? Do you see that as a possibility?
You know, when he first started doing it, it was my hope that would be the case. Because, look, there are a lot of kids, particularly high school kids, probably less college kids. There's certainly some college kids, but more high school kids, I think, that are good pitchers, that are good athletes, that are good hitters in high school. And, you know, there's a there's a decision being made as to which position they're going to get drafted at. And you hope that Ohtani doing what he was doing was going to give, you know, more kids the opportunity to maybe pursue both once they signed professionally and got into the minor leagues. I don't know that it's happened. I don't think that it's really happened. But yeah, you hope that would be the case. And, you know, like one of those things that we all look at in our lives and think, man, if I'd have just been a little bit older or a little bit younger, in my case, a little bit younger, you know, and playing in today's game, maybe I would have had that opportunity in the minor leagues. But unfortunately, you know, you can't go back in time. But yeah, it's an interesting question because, like you say, you wonder, there's always things that go on in sports that kind of change the sport a little bit. You know, and I was hoping, honestly, you know, when Kansas City won the World Series a few years back, they were a team that never struck out, put the ball in strike in play with two strikes and did all those things. And I thought, man, I hope baseball kind of takes notice of that and gets back to that. And we get away from the, you know, home runs and walks and strikeouts that seemingly is all that happens in a game today, but it hasn't. It's remained, you know, the three outcome game to some extent, but you always hope that some of those things are going to change.
Yeah, the famous commercial, of course, you were involved in, Chicks Dig the Long Ball, has been taken way, way too seriously these days, no doubt about that. We're talking with Tom Glavine, the Hall of Famer. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. So, as I mentioned, we did have Smoltz on last week, and we know last year in the American Century Championship, he came oh so close to getting the win. He told us the story about Vinny Del Negro. He had lost his dad, and how him winning that winning it last year meant a lot. But he's going for it again this year. I know you're part of it as well. Just tell us a little more about the tournament and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, American Century Tournament. It's a great tournament. I mean, there's you know, it's the premier celebrity golf tournament of the year, and you know, beyond that, American Century's done a great job of raising money over the years through the event and donating to charity. So there's a huge charitable aspect to it. But, you know, I think for us athletes, particularly those of us that are retired, there's not a lot of things you can do anymore that kind of get that blood flowing and those juices flowing like it did when you were competing for a living. And, you know, being able to play in these things and kind of get that feeling again is a lot of fun. I mean, standing on that first tee box to start the tournament, it's, you know, very similar to walking out there on the mound to start, you know, throwing some pitches in a game for me. So it's, that part of it is a blast. You get to see a lot of guys that you know, competed against or watched playing different sports and have gotten to know over the years. So it's a great event. And, you know, Smoltz was close last year. You know, I'm feeling good about my game. So who knows? Let's see if I can, if I can't win, see if maybe I can take Smoltz down this year.
I was going to ask you how you compare to him, but yeah, I love it. The inner rivalry, of course. But yeah, there is something special certainly about this. It's the American Century Championship. It does begin July 8th through the 10th, and a lot of prize money at stake, but more importantly, of course, the charities it benefits as well. Hey, Tom, it's always good to catch up with you. Thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure, guys. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Tom Glavine, the Hall of Famer, and you heard what he had to say.
I was going
to
ask him, you know, because we both had Deion as a teammate.
Oh, yeah.
If
that's right.
Deion laid his uniform out in baseball like he's playing.
Oh, you should have asked him. That's a great question.
Like, I was like, yo, man, why you got your neck? He put his headband around his neck. Like, why you, like, he would lay
Wait,
it
he,
out.
He
like,
would put
kid.
Out the headbands, it'd too?
Like, it'd be like a chalked out dead body.
Don't see a dead body?
Floor? Yeah, on the floor.
Oh, I wish you asked Glavine that one. That's a great question.
Call him back.
Did he do the same thing? Did he have his cap?
Yeah,
jersey,
yeah.
The undershirt, the pants,
neckband, bandana,
the stirrups,
yep.
Like the whole thing.
Laid out.
Tremendous. All right, we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Mekhi Becton.
Call in, Mets
at
fans.
The podium today for the Jets. The podium looked really, really small.
Did it tilt?
No, it stayed right in place. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
I'm just waiting.
With the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, game one. You got game six of the NBA Finals tomorrow night, both on ABC. So, you know, like people say, nobody watches the NBA. Nobody cares about the NBA. You get all these people that try to like push back.
More people loving hockey right now.
No, a lot of people loving hockey. Hockey's doing very well.
Hot fire.
Hockey's doing very well on ESPN. It's Mickey doing Mouse great did, back on the big man. Platform again. That's a very good thing. All the viewership is up, and you're getting a lot of energy around it, which is great. The NBA Finals, Game 5, averaged 13 million viewers. It peaked at 15 million.
Is that more than an episode of Friends?
I don't have an answer.
I just play.
But it hit.
Because it's getting real. It's getting real now.
Great. According to Nielsen, it hit 15.3 million viewers at 11:15 p.m. Eastern. That's a Monday night.
That was 10 million in China.
And you,
I'm just playing. I knew that's gonna get you.
I mean, you're getting me, man. Today,
what's wrong with you, man?
Today is just
give him the gas face. I haven't slept. I was washing cars today, and I woke up.
Did you wash?
I didn't go to sleep at all.
Did you wash Mekhi Becton's car today?
Yeah, he got that Steve Urkel. Like he come out the front window type of. No, I'm just playing. I did get my boy Mims, and
yeah. And
I don't know. I keep
well, forgetting. Becton spoke today to the media.
You gonna eat your cornbread? He didn't say that.
I hope not.
Okay,
but he would not tell anybody his weight. Why is that a sensitive?
I saw
topic?
Him today because
you're
big
an
man,
athlete.
Because big man have weigh-in clauses in their contract. Damon Woody.
Oh,
did
you want to say it?
He has to do the fat man walk and all that type of stuff all the time. You know what I mean? So, like, he'll use those next 6 weeks to get underneath his playing weight to report to camp, and they'll assign that based on, like, okay, you know, somebody's been your injury. When you get here, you don't want to have to do the fat man walk post-practice where you got to go stay and do extra conditioning to lose weight. So I would say I saw him today. He's about anywhere from 350 to 360.
Rich Cimini said that the knee is close to 100%. Remember, he had the offseason surgery. He said conditioning is fine.
Yeah, offseason? I thought he had.
But he said, oh, was it during the season he had the knee?
Yeah, he had it like week three or something like that. Right. He never came back.
But he said it's not 100% yet, but it's close.
Now they do give him a new kneecap?
He said he will be ready for training camp. He also said he's open to playing left or right tackle.
That's what I said.
So,
right tackle.
And, you know, compete with Fant and see who wins.
No, right tackle. Listen, Fant, listen, Mekhi Becton is a better left tackle than Fant. That's not even, he's a more talented player.
Well, look.
But Fant is a more dominant left tackle than he can play right tackle. So if you want your team and your unit, it's more selfless for him to play right tackle because Fant only gave up one sack. Like, and it was late. He rated one of the highest, you know, as far as left tackles in the league. But Mekhi can be dominant at either side. And because they want to be a run-happy team with a tight end, because you imagine putting Becton on that right side with the tight end, most teams are right-hand dominant. And, you know, being able to him work off a double team, getting to the second level, sealing the linebacker in the inside. You know, remember a couple years ago that big play where I think it was my Raheem Mostert, he didn't get touched for 75 yards. They can run that play like a combo off the double with any tight end.
None of it matters if he's not in – like condition, and he wasn't last year.
It was no. He was in condition.
Listen.
That is a big misconception.
Why is it a misconception?
He wasn't the same
as he was the year before.
That's a lie.
You can see it.
That's a lie. It wasn't the same because of a different scheme. It's a zone scheme. He was playing in a gap scheme where he was just taking people and smacking them around. Only person that gave him problems his first year was Ingram because he struggled against shorter. Pass rushers.
Okay.
He dominated Bosa. He was throwing guys out the club.
No, he was.
Baldinger was loving
Wasn't it.
Wasn't
it the 49ers? He like was just
Bosa. And Bosa refused to go back over there. And what happened was it because he went to a zone scheme where he was a big man. Now he's trying to run people down and scoop block up to the next level and chase.
So
that's why you put Fant there because that's the guy that's running and chasing, cut people off, being a basketball player.
So he'd be better off on the right side.
Yeah, because he'll be firing off because they're coming to him.
Yeah.
Instead of running away from him,
gotcha.
But he's cutting down the defense end, which now he's cutting people off and being finesse. He can just say he can come just like when we used to play Larry Allen, and Larry Allen was in his heyday. Him and Flo's at a hotel. Yeah, choo-choo, coming right here, letting you know. Yeah, ain't nothing you can do about
right
it. Choo-choo. Yeah. So now he can choo-choo, and guess what? Not only is he choo-chooing, he got another tight end in his Oma or whoever, or Tomlinson that they put next to him, that's going to give him a little chip. So the guy can't run outside. And so now, and then he works up to that linebacker that creates that great running lane on that zone scheme with a guy like Breece Hall or Michael Carter. Night. Peace. I holla.
Interesting. So according to Samini, Becton said of the naysayers, quote, I'm going to make them eat their words.
Oh, yeah. And Rich Samini, say that to him, too, because he was a naysayer. He was hating. See, like, he hurt his foot.
Is he hating or is he just reporting what he sees?
No, he hating. You know, you didn't give him the benefit of the doubt. See, so this is the thing. Remember last year, I did a couple shows from their camp.
Yeah.
So I saw him.
I know.
And I know what fat looks like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I know what out of shape looks like. He was not that. He hurt his foot.
Okay.
So or his knee.
This is his knee. And if he can be healthy, that's a huge difference. Again, as the Jets have put all these pieces together in an AFC East that is going to be really interesting. And then on top of it, of course, Zach Wilson, number two pick, he has got to have the season that they drafted him number two for a reason. Everything's there for them to be successful and maybe better than a lot of people think they can be. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is there. I just remember Brian Baldinger loved Mekhi Becton.
Because he was throwing, he was manhandling these little dudes, man.
This is a bit,
but it was a gap scheme and not a zone
very
scheme.
Important story, certainly, to watch. It's Barton Homme. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We got your calls coming up. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
We learn something new on this show every day, man.
What did we learn this time?
We learned that Rene been saying his name wrong for all these years. And then he said he's a junior, so that means his dad been saying his name wrong the entire time. It's kind of like how some of the times people have
Renier,
like Sean, and they spell it wrong. They spell it S-A-U-N and S-A-W-N. Right. Then S-A-W-N-E-E.
You're forgetting the H.
But you put the two E's next together. That's Renier. But it's like Kanye Renier.
But he doesn't have two E's.
I don't have two E's. I just have one E.
Yeah, I think you should add.
But
an
what's
E.
the thing? What's the
throw a little like? Yeah, throw a little like.
Yeah, but add some character to your name.
Yeah,
son.
Yeah.
Renier.
No.
Renier is a better fit.
It's actually Renee
or Renier.
Renier goes with your bang.
What's my last name again?
Canelas.
Oh, now you got it right.
Now he's Canelo.
Canelo.
Yeah, Canelo, right?
Hey, so Alvin and he's. Are you on the Cross Bronx, Alvin?
I'm actually on the GW
now
right
on the
now.
The GW. So you cruising. Finally made it. You got
yeah.
What's up, man? Yeah.
Like the Cross Bronx is honestly, it takes years off your life.
You going to Fort Lee or you going to New York or you going to Dirty Jersey?
This is what I'm going to Jersey right now, but this is what I don't understand. They're talking about these gas prices being so high. Where in the world are all these cars coming from, man?
Exactly.
Like, I don't get it.
Nobody's taking the train anymore. Nobody wants to take the train. That's the problem.
They need to give us a $50,000 rebate for buying an electric car.
Right?
For real. They should just give it to us, honestly.
Maybe just that. Right. Elon's got enough money. Just give everybody a Tesla. We'll all be happy. Anyways, what do you got for me, Alvin?
For real. Listen, I'm with my boy, Bart, man. Let me tell you something, man. You guys keep praising on you Yankee boys, right?
Okay.
Keep praising on Aaron Judge with 24 whatever home runs. Remember, he's playing for a little league park. I can say that.
Wait, what?
A manager will get in trouble for saying that.
Yeah.
I can say that.
You could say what? Right? That he's playing in a what park?
In a little league park, in a triple A park.
Oh, man, that is the like such a lame.
How many home runs will Alonzo have?
Lame.
How many home runs will Alonzo have?
Can I finish?
Yes.
You
go
try.
Ahead.
You're gonna give me a lame take. I don't know if I want to let you.
Hans. I'm a quick question. What you prefer? A player that will give you more homers or a player that will give you more RBIs?
I want a player that could do both in the field, too. Could steal home runs
and hit
them.
No. Stop complicating the question.
I didn't complicate it. No. Because you're trying to get me to not like Pete Alonso, and I have to. I like Pete Alonso. He's a friend of the show, so I'm not going to hate on Pete Alonso.
Polar bear. You want a player that's going to get you
Alvin,
120 games.
This is what happens when you sit on the Cross Bronx and you got too much time to think.
In Dirty Jersey right now.
Painful.
About to get some Krispy Kreme.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Rini.
All right, Bart. So tomorrow, so we have the Stanley Cup Final, Game 1 tonight, ABC, 8 p.m. Eastern. Then tomorrow you got Game 6, NBA Finals, also ABC, 9 p.m. Eastern. Why is it that the NBA Final starts an hour later than the Stanley Cup Final? They're both on the same network. Why is the hockey game going to start an hour earlier than the basketball game is?
Well, hockey
and the basketball game is actually on the East Coast.
Hockey game can't get in the way of the 12 o'clock news.
Eh? What if it goes to overtime? It will.
Yeah, we'll play that
the
on
NBC.
ESPN. We'll play that on ESPN,
that's
too.
That's why NBC was trash when they were doing the NHL, because they would do them like this. Saturday night, you'd have a game, and if it goes to overtime, well, we can't interrupt Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody watching this game, ESPN, you got to switch over to whatever it was.
Who got more channels than ESPN?
Outdoor Life Network or something.
Yeah, who got more channels? They're going to put it on a Cheddar Network?
Put it on Cheddar. Exactly.
Cheddar Lightweight got some good stuff, man.
So we have the NBA Finals tomorrow. We'll see if the Warriors can win a championship. Did you hear about this fake Klay Thompson?
He's been around for years.
But you hear what happened to him?
Yeah, yeah.
He just held up your phone, so you got 711sports.com. I told you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess, yeah, he's been this guy that looks like Klay Thompson, and he's gone to games, and people have got kind of said,
uniform, yeah.
Hey, he looks like Klay Thompson, and he does. So apparently, he went to Game 5 at the Chase Center, and he got on the court.
Shooting shots.
And started shooting shots in warm-ups. And if you're a fan and you watch him shoot, you're like, damn, Klay's going to have a bad game, right? So he went to Twitter to tell everybody that the Chase Center has banned him.
Yep.
For that.
Because he broke protocol. He broke through. So that's putting Klay in trouble, right?
It said he deliberately deceived Chase Center building personnel by impersonating a Golden State Warriors employee.
Yeah, he even got the work. He even got the outfit on.
He said he walked past everybody.
Yeah, because he looked like Klay. They could have thought Klay was talking to his mom.
But nobody checked his ID, nothing. He just let him go.
Hey, are you going to check Klay ID?
Is this guy 6'6"?
He's tall. I showed you the picture, man.
No, he doesn't look that big.
He's been around Klay for years. This is a stick.
I wonder how Klay Thompson feels about
this. This is a stick that he's been around.
No, I know he's been doing it, but
he's probably the one that's been
playing. He don't look tall to you? Yeah.
He looks too heavy to be Klay. Yeah, but Klay's not that heavy.
But you also look at the security,
you're telling me there's nothing.
How tall is the security? How tall does a 6'4 guy look to somebody that's
6'5? Why is it my fault that you didn't stop me? It's my fault?
No, nah, any paid.
You let me walk in, all right? You let me walk on the court, all right? You gonna let me shoot, all right? I'm blamed for that.
Because you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing my personality.
Well, that's your problem.
So now
maybe you need better recognition, facial recognition. Why is it my fault that I could walk wherever I want in your arena because you guys can't recognize a real player versus me?
What do you mean? He looks like a real player.
All right. So why is it my fault? Why is it my fault? Why is it my fault to go somewhere that I'm not authorized to go if nobody stopped me?
No, because you know where you're supposed to go. You know where you authorized
Stop.
To go. You know where the hell your ticket's supposed to take you. Your ticket ain't never told you to step on the court.
I don't think it's fair at all. I think Klay should step up and say, no, let's unban this guy.
Hell no. Quit trying to beat me. You probably getting in clubs, getting free rooms, that type of stuff.
How much do you think it pays off?
Meet me in the bay. I need to get my luck better.
How much do you think it pays off for him?
Yeah.
Right? Doppelganger. Isn't there a Will Smith guy? Isn't there a guy that looks just like Will Smith? Who gets money to go to parties?
I think you're thinking about Gemini.
Who?
Gemini, the movie.
No.
He played himself. I think you're thinking about that.
No. Isn't there a real guy that does that?
Look, just like.
He doesn't look anything like him.
Come on, man.
He doesn't look anything like him.
He claimed and agreed that he looked like him.
Bart, look at his face.
Bro.
He looks more like he's a Jersey Shore guy than he does Klay Thompson. Look how thick his face is.
No, he does.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does.
He looks like Klay if he drank too much water and had some salt. Yo, they've had it together.
From afar.
He got the uniform on, son.
Man, Klay looks heavy. Klay, you go to In-N-Out or something? What is going on? Klay Thompson doesn't look like that.
Bro, Klay Thompson has told him that he looked like Klay Thompson before.
I mean, he looks – all right. Does he look similar to Klay Thompson? He's famous too.
He's famous for being Klay Thompson.
I know.
He's been coming to games for years.
Yes.
So if he's just walking by, you hold up. You think if somebody walking by with a basketball, you gonna check like Klay? And he got a Golden State uniform on, Klay Thompson jersey on. He light skinned.
Why would you walk in the arena wearing a full uniform?
Bro.
The players don't do that.
He could have said, "Oh man, I went in the stands."
I don't know how I'm to blame for your ineptness. Your ineptitude allowed me to go do something that everybody would love to do.
They should have took him back in the back, like Ocean 11.
Oh yeah,
and strip searched him. Yeah, in the game, all that.
Eric in Virginia wants to yell at you. I can't. For some reason, four doesn't work. Trying to hit four, it won't work.
How you doing,
Eric? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
This is Eric with a K.
Bart, I got
Eric
a question a for you.
What do you got, Eric? Sure. Go ahead, real quick.
With a C.
Gotcha.
Bart, who do you want to win the Stanley Cup?
Oh, I want Colorado to win the Stanley Cup because I don't like what Tampa. I don't like what Tampa. I don't like what Tampa did to Steve Yzerman.
Detroit yesterday for wanting Boston to win, and you from Red Wings want Colorado to win?
Eric makes a great point. Bart might not understand.
I don't understand.
He doesn't know this rivalry, Eric, but you make a great point.
All I know is that the Lightning did you. I don't care. They did Steve Yzerman
wrong.
Wait
a minute.
My Detroit is
in the 90s, the Avalanche and Red Wings used to beat the crap out of each other. It was a brutal rivalry.
Yeah, but who hurt Steve Yzerman's feelings? Who hurt his feelings?
I'm telling you, man. Even Chris Osgood got into a fight with Patrick Waugh. I hate Patrick Waugh, but you made the captain cry. I'm telling
you. You fired the captain after he came and turned your horrible organization around and made y'all champions. You dare fire Stevie Waugh, the greatest champion.
He didn't necessarily do
that. They fired him.
Do you understand?
That was dishonorable discharge.
Darren McCarty.
I know all that.
That rivalry was insane.
I know all that.
And you're going to root for the Colorado Avalanche as a Detroit Red Wings fan?
No, I'm not. I'm rooting against the Lightning because they hurt Stevie Waugh.
All of this.
They fired him.